This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2128, Organizing Yourself to Eat Healthy, and 3 Ways to Exercise When You Don't Have Time, both by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Thanks so much for joining me once again on Optimal Health Daily, this time for 2 short posts. So with that, let's get to our first post of the day and start optimizing your life. Organizing Yourself to Eat Healthy by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. When you want to change your eating habits, it can be very hard to get on track, whether it's to lose weight, cut down on processed foods, or try a new diet like vegan or keto, we try to rely on willpower or discipline to get us through. But willpower is limited and will only get us so far. We usually end up trying, failing, and then spiraling into negative self-talk or self-flagellation. You can fortify your willpower with some very practical actions that make it easier to stay on track. Instead of just asking, "How do I maintain my discipline to eat healthy?" the question you can ask is, how do I organize my time and space to encourage eating in a healthy way? That slight shift in approach can set you up for success, giving you the scaffolding and support you need to follow through on your goals. Here's how. 1, get clear on your motivation. We don't change any habits without seeing something on the other side of that habit that we desperately, authentically want. There are many reasons to eat healthy, including longevity, energy, and vanity, to name a few. But I want to introduce another idea. There is a direct correlation between diet and productivity. Food is our fuel, and therefore has a direct impact on our energy and brain power. When we eat the right foods at the right time in the right quantity, we feel energized, engaged, and productive. On the other hand, when we eat the wrong foods at the wrong time in the wrong quantities, we become sluggish, lightheaded, have difficulty thinking clearly, or making it through the full workday. Enhanced productivity is a powerful motivation for eating healthy, but whatever yours is, defining it makes an impact. Getting clear on your why is clarifying and energizing. 2, organize your fridge. Set aside time to make your spaces really easy and enticing for eating in a healthy way. That means clean out your fridge and pantry. Get rid of everything that's old, expired, or you just don't trust. For any not-so-nutritious foods you find, either give them away or just trash them. Your health is more important and more valuable than whatever you spent on that ranch dip and chips that you know you can't resist. Then, fill your spaces up with the good foods that nourish you. Set your environment up in an appealing way to encourage you to reach for the healthy choices. One person I know found it helpful to artistically arrange apples on the front edge of every shelf in her fridge. Every time she opened her fridge looking for a snack, it made it easy and delightful to reach for an apple. Setting up your environment so it's appealing and easy to eat the way you want is such an overlooked but powerful way to support yourself. And 3, plan your meals. If we are going to eat healthy, we need to plan for it. It's nearly impossible to eat healthy on the fly, at the last minute, or when you're starving. Once a week, perhaps on the weekend, do some planning on what your dinners, lunches, and even breakfasts are going to be. If you plan it out, you're much more likely to shop and get those ingredients in the house. Planning also removes decision-making, so you're just in implementation mode for the rest of the week. You can rest easy knowing that you're all set up with the right choices to eat in a way that brings out your peak energy, brain power, and productivity. Every day is a new chance to fortify your commitment to build healthy habits. Knowing your motivation, taking time to organize your spaces and your meals provides the structure for you to eat the way you want to. When we eat healthy, we are properly fueled and have the energy to think clearly, to focus, the stamina to pace ourselves throughout the day, to seize the opportunities, and tackle all sorts of challenges. With that positive feedback loop, you will feel more confident and motivated to keep eating well. 3 Ways to Exercise When You Don't Have Time by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. Whether the COVID-19 pandemic threw a wrench in your well-oiled exercise routine or you lacked a routine to begin with, one thing is certain. With more work and family demands on your plate than ever before, fitting exercise into your daily schedule has become yet another impossible chore. You know it's important, but even when you have the time, the idea of continuing to stare into your laptop screen for a 30-minute exercise class after a long day of working from home is less than appealing. The good news is, home workout videos and online exercise classes aren't your only options for staying fit. In fact, there are plenty of ways you can incorporate informal exercise into your day, stimulating your physical and mental muscles without setting any additional time aside or even leaving your chair. With informal exercise, you build exercise into your daily routine simply by paying attention to your movement, any kind of movement, all day long. It doesn't have to be formal, it just has to be conscious. To get you started, here are a few ideas on how you can incorporate mindful movement into your daily practice. While walking around during the day, pay attention to your posture, walk from your core, and sit and stand mindfully, engaging your quads, glutes, and biceps. While working, isometric exercises require you to contract and hold a position. That's easy enough to do in your desk chair. Sitting on a big rubber balance ball instead of a traditional office chair makes you hold in your abs. Walk and talk during conference calls. Bonus, it gets you away from your computer, reducing the temptation to multitask during calls. Leg lifts are effective and easy to do from a desk chair. Try this. Sit straight on a chair with your feet and legs together, abs engaged, and arms extended at shoulder level in front of you, with your palms facing down. Draw your shoulder blades together to make them kiss. Relax your shoulders. Do that for 5 reps. Keeping your arms extended, make 10 apple-sized circles with your hands. Do this combination 8 times or more. While fidgeting, parents and teachers may once have urged you to sit still, but wiggling, tapping your toes, and otherwise fidgeting as much as possible at your desk is in fact good for your body. In one recent study, college students who fidgeted showed healthier blood flow in their lower legs than those who didn't. Even better, a 2008 study found that among office workers, those who frequently fidgeted burned as many as 300 calories more each day than those who stayed still. Living life from home doesn't mean we have to live a sedentary lifestyle. By incorporating mindful movement into your day, you can effectively replace the informal exercise you used to get walking to the train every morning or around the office or while out running errands. Engage your body with intention and see how it changes the fabric of your day. You just listened to the posts titled, Organizing Yourself to Eat Healthy and 3 Ways to Exercise When You Don't Have Time, both by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to mention something that today's author, Julie, mentioned in the first post. Organizing yourself to eat healthy. Julie gave us the example of artistically arranging apples on the front edge of every shelf in the fridge. That made it easier to choose an apple as a snack. This is a perfect example of setting up your environment to make it easier to make the healthy choice the easy choice. Along with this, something else to consider is making most fruits and vegetables you keep in the fridge in plain sight. And if they can be prepped in advance so they're ready to eat, meaning they're washed and chopped, it will make it even more likely they'll actually get consumed. For example, instead of keeping fruits and veggies hidden away at the bottom of the refrigerator in the crisper drawer, keep them in clear containers right at eye level. So when you open the door to the refrigerator, they are the first things everyone sees. This will serve as a constant reminder that they're there, ready to eat. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And be sure to tune in again tomorrow, where I'll have another post for you and where your optimal life awaits.